Hi, this is Bobby Warren of the Zest for Life podcast, and today's guest is none other than Pastor Richard Frazier of Daybreak Community Church. But today you're here in another role. What is your role?
Well, my role today, Bobby, first of all, I want to say thank you for having me. My role today is as Executive Director of the Worcester Hope Center. And the Worcester Hope Center is, as you know, is the largest food pantry in Wayne County. And we serve about 375 to 425 families a week. And we give out about 20 to 25,000 pounds of food every week. Plus, we have a backpack of food program that is currently in 13 elementary schools. We are way up. This backpack program started 7 years ago. We started with one school. And here we are 7 years later, and we're at 13 elementary schools now. We will be providing most likely about 1,300 bags of food a month. Worcester Hope Center has the Greater Wayne County Food Pantry, which is located at 807 Spruce Street. And then it has the Backpack of Food Program. It also has the Worcester Hope Center University of Akron Wayne College Food Pantry. And that is for all University of Akron Wayne College students. And that's open twice a week. And we also have a monthly food pantry in Fredericksburg at the Fredericksburg Church of Christ, just right there in the center of Fredericksburg. And we do that once a month on a Saturday. We also offer hygiene once a month. And there's 15 different hygiene items that they can choose from. And they can have five hygiene items. So it's like a menu process. They come in and they pick it. We put them in bags and they get to take it home. But during that time, we also have a barber that cuts hair. We are a licensed barber shop, and we cut hair about every 10 to 15 minutes. We have an appointment. So about 12 to 15 haircuts a month that we do for free for the community. I think that's everything in a nutshell.
Something I found fascinating, because to me, Worcester Hope Center is synonymous with food pantry, you know, the Wayne County Food Pantry. But you reminded me not too long ago that you guys didn't start out as a food pantry.
No, we actually started out as a hygiene pantry. And it was January of 2011. There were six of us sitting around a table. And four of them were from my church, Daybreak Community Church. And there were two outside the church that were involved in the community social service side. And we were sitting around this table. It was late at night. And we're like, okay, what can we do? What does Worcester need? What can we do to help out? Our whole big thing was to just be a piece of the puzzle, right? Because to me, there's no one out there that can take care of all our needs. No social service and agency that can take care of our needs. But we can each take a piece. And so I said, okay, how can we be that piece? And we left that night with an idea of being in hygiene pantry. We didn't have a name yet, but we wanted it to be a place that people could find some hope, right? We knew that. And so we planned on March of 2011 to have our first hygiene pantry. A couple weeks after that meeting, I'm getting my hair cut. And the barber, he's talking to me. He goes, well, I hope you don't like that chair you're sitting in. He goes, I'm going to have to replace it. I got another one coming in, a newer version, a newer model coming in. But I'd like to find a good home for this chair. And I started thinking, I was like, well, wait a minute. That gives me an idea. And I told him about this idea of hygiene pantry and how it'd be really cool if we could offer free haircuts during the hygiene pantry. And he loved the idea. His name was Don Sachs, or his name is Don Sachs. He's the barber over in Smithville. And he goes, not only do I like that idea and I'll give you the chair, I will come down and cut hair for you. And he has been with us ever since the beginning. He still cuts hair today for us, once a month. We have never stopped with the hygiene. We used to put more emphasis on it, you know, but God had different plans for us. And so one door opened with clothing coming in, another door opened up with food. And before you know it, we're down to fairgrounds giving out, you know, 20 to 25,000 pounds of food every month. That led to a weekly pantry, which led us to move, which led us eventually to Spruce Street, which eventually led us to growing to where we are today. We didn't plan any of this. God opened up all these doors for us. And it's just truly amazing. But here's the thing. God may have opened the doors, but the people in the community, the volunteers, the donors, everybody that has stepped up, it has been truly, truly amazing, Bobby. I cannot explain how much I appreciate each and every person. It is amazing. I look around and I see people that just say, hey, I want to support, and they'll give us $10, $20, and say, here, I want to help, and maybe monthly they'll give us $20 here, $20 there. Churches saying, hey, we want to help, and you know, they'll send us a couple hundred bucks a month, and then we start getting businesses, Certified Angus Beef giving money, Worcester Brush. We just start partnering with so many different organizations, and we didn't go knock on their doors. You know, they came to us. And then the community started coming down and saying, hey, I want to volunteer. I want to volunteer. And now we are the largest volunteer, 100% volunteer organization in Wayne County. We are completely 100% volunteer. What that means is that nobody receives a paycheck from the Worcester Hope Center for the job that they do. Not our director, myself, not our pantry manager, the person that drives the truck to go pick up the supplies and everything that the food and everything. Nobody is paid a dime for that. It is people giving back to help other people. It's a community supporting a community. It is amazing. It makes me question why more and more is not done. More and more organizations are not done this way, because the people, they want to help. The people, from what I've noticed from the community, from Worcester, from Rittman, from Shreve, from Apple Creek, from Orville, all over Wayne County, Fredericksburg, I have noticed that people want to help. They just need to know how they can help. And if you let them know, they will come and help.
Speaking about how to help, you were saying just recently about how you got a matching grant, or do you want to talk about that?
Well, yes, and it's really not a grant. It's just a local donor, a local person in town that said, hey, we want to help the Worcester Hope Center. This is a gentleman that is retired. He said, I've had people along my life help me out. I want to help others. He goes, I'll tell you what, I will give you up to $100,000 matching for any donations that you can receive between the months of October and December. So anything that we receive donation-wise in October, November, and December will be matched up to $100,000. Something else, didn't go knock on the door again. And it's amazing. It truly is, Bobby. And we are very blessed and we are thankful for it. Also, the people that come out and receive the food. You know, if we didn't have them, there wouldn't be a need for us to do what we do. And so they're part of this process as well. But this $100,000 matching, what that does is it gives us an opportunity to raise the money that we need for next year for the operations for the Worcester Hope Center. Honestly, we do everything as cheap as possible. We try to save as much money as we can. And so that means that times, instead of getting our roof fixed, we've gone up and we've patched it. If we can find some duct tape, we're good, right? And that's been our philosophy. But we also know that after a while, the duct tape doesn't hold everything together. And so at some point, there are things in the building that we have to fix and make better, because we want to stay there for a very long time to serve the community. So this $100,000 matching gives us an opportunity to do that, because it's above and beyond our operational expenses. So we're able to do all of this for 4 cents a pound of what we give out. So if someone wants to break it down to how much food their money is going to purchase with the cost of everything that we have, if they gave a dollar, we would be able to equate that to 25 pounds of food. 25 pounds of food for every dollar. That no one's doing it cheaper. We are doing it as efficient as possible, because I believe that if you receive donations, if the community is supporting you out of the kindness of their heart, that you should be doing it as efficient as possible. Efficient, but while still being sufficient, right? And so to me, that's being a good steward of other people's money. We don't pay myself or anybody else, because that's part of that being efficient. As long as people are stepping up to do that, we don't need to pay anybody else. And so that's why our overhead, our budget, is so inexpensive compared to other food pantries, local food pantries. We can do all of this, and we're going to hit at least 1.5 million pounds of food this year. And we're going to be able to do that for under $75,000. If you figure that out, it's pretty amazing.
So you mentioned that you might hit 1.5 million pounds of food this year. Where do you find 1.5 million pounds of food?
That is a very good question. You know, when we first started doing this, it was all because of the Akron-Kent Regional Food Bank. We would not be where we're at today if it wasn't for the Akron-Kent Regional Food Bank. They used to supply 100% of what we would give out. Some of it is purchased from them at a cheaper rate, of course. Some of it is donated by, like, fresh produce we get free from them. And there's other things. There's other grant-funded stuff that they receive grants for that we can end up receiving for free as well. But even today, we've added new pantry or new food banks. We've added businesses straight from the manufacturer. We have semi-companies, delivery companies that call us when they have extra loads and things like that. We have local farmers, people that have chickens. We have lots of resources now that we did not have before. So the food bank used to be 100%. Is now at about 40%, and that's how we've cut the cost even more. 40% of what we give out is from the Akron-Kent Regional Food Bank, and so we are very thankful, but we also appreciate all the other organizations as well, like Smith Dairy. We get milk, ice cream almost on a weekly basis. Frito-Lay. Frito-Lay is another one that we can get chips and stuff. We get bread from Bueller's. Used to be World Relief Hunger. I think it's called To Harvest now, out of 585 out there. It's an apostolic organization out there. They get food in for us as well. We've used Midwest Food Bank. Midwest Food Bank is a mission food bank. It's not a government food bank like the Akron-Kent Regional Food Bank. And I don't mean government, but they're not tied into the government funding and everything. It's more of a mission, like a church thing. And so we receive food from all over. We appreciate every single partnership that we have, and we wouldn't be here and continue to do this without all of them. There is a misnomer. A lot of people believe that we get things free from the, or everything is free from the Akron-Kent Regional Food Bank, and that's not true. There are things that we have to pay for as well. And I do a good job at trying to only get the stuff that are free or very inexpensive. And I appreciate the food bank offering those things because it helps me cut costs as well. So we are very thankful, again, for the partnerships of all the organizations that we work with.
So you kind of touched on it, how, you know, Worcester Hope Center is sort of a collaborative effort. It's people in leadership positions who are willing to volunteer, businesses stepping up.
Yes.
The Akron-Canton Regional Food Bank, mm-hmm. the other food banks, the other food processors, yes. like Smith Foods out in Orville.
I apologize. I said Smith Dairy. But yeah, you're right, Bobby. It's Smith Foods now. You know, that tells you how long I've been around here. But it's Smith Foods now. So big shout out to Smith Foods. Sorry about that.
So it's been real collaborative.
Yes.
If somebody wanted to help, how can they best help right now?
Well, there's a couple ways they can help. And really, it doesn't matter any time of the year. These two ways will always be a great help to us. One is, as I mentioned, the donation challenge. And here's the thing. We are calling it, because of the year, next year being 2020, we're calling it hashtag 2020 vision or 2020 vision. And that has to do more than just your eyesight, right? We're not just talking about, hey, having good eyesight. But we're referring to more of a mentality than just a physical vision, a physical eyesight. It's a mentality. Now, don't get me wrong. It's actually, it's still about being able to see. But it's about seeing the solution beyond the problem. Having 20/20 vision to Worcester Hope Center is about seeing the solution beyond the problem. What is the problem? We have food insecurity in Wayne County. We have people going hungry. What is the solution? To bring more food in, to get it out to more places in Wayne County, and do it locally. We don't have to send our money all over the United States to get help here in Wayne County. We can do this within Wayne County, and we can take care of this, thanks to our partners as well. But 2020 vision is seeing beyond the problem to see the solution. Because a lot of times, as you know, Bobby, you're married. You know that a lot of times in a relationship, things can get frustrating at times, right? And I'm not talking about the marriage itself. I'm just talking about the day-to-day life, paying bills, trying to get your schedules around each other, right? If we would just slow down and look at what the real problem is, why we're really frustrated, 9 out of 10 times, it has nothing to do with the thing that you're dealing with. It's something else deeper. And so if you had 20/20 vision, you would look deeper into that and find the solution to the problem. Because sometimes the solution isn't on the surface. Just like the answer may not just be giving them food. We need to learn how to educate people, to teach them how to budget their money, to teach them nutritional value, to teach them the proper way to shop. And, you know, just because this says it's cheaper, the number, you know, the dollar amount, you got to look at the ounces and how much each ounce is costing you, right? So there are organizations that do that as well. OSU Extension, very good at it. There's many, Community Action has done some things with that as well. And so we want to partner with them and come together and figure out a way to make it even better. Not reinvent the wheel, but let's do it better, right? So that's what 20/20 Vision is. So as I mentioned, the two ways that can help, one is the donation challenge, which is part of the 20/20 Vision, but also volunteering. We always need volunteers. Always. We are open. The Greater Wayne County Food Pantry, which is at 807 Spruce Street, is open Wednesdays, and we need volunteers from 11:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Thursdays, we are open from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m., and we need volunteers during that time. And Fridays, we need volunteers from 9:30 a.m. to noon. And all you have to do is come down, ask for Wendy, and she will get you a position there to, you know, something to do. She'll give you a responsibility there at the pantry to take care of. If we have groups and stuff, we ask them to contact me because we don't want too many people there at once because we want everybody involved in the process. If you have to stand around and you don't get to really be involved in the process, you may not want to come back. And so we want to make sure that our volunteers are there, they are involved, and they're invested in what we're doing. And the Hope Center way, we talk about this every time we gather the volunteers together, and we do it before every pantry. I just did it today, a couple hours ago, gathered the group together, and I told them, I said, remember, the Worcester Hope Center way is to show love. The Worcester Hope Center way is to smile and greet with a smile. The Worcester Hope Center way is to bless them. It's not to preach at them. It's not to condemn and convict. It is to just love. And we have been doing that since 2011. And we just love them. Everybody's different. We all come from different backgrounds. We come from different situations. Some of us struggle more than others, seems like. We can't answer for everybody that comes through that door. We have no idea the shoes that they walk in, right? So we just love them. And so we need volunteers to help with that. Once a year, we also gather volunteers to help with the Backpack of Food program. We're set now for this year. We always get the team together in July of every year, so I'll send an email out in July asking for volunteers. And so there's opportunities to also help with the Backpack of Food program. They're on a schedule there, and you have to follow a schedule. With the Greater Wayne County Food Pantry, we have what we call staff volunteers and community volunteers. The community volunteers, they have no commitment other than they show up, they can work. If they don't show up, they weren't, you know, scheduled. The staff volunteers, they're on a schedule. And we're always looking for more staff volunteers. We're always looking for more people that are willing to get on a schedule and say, hey, I want to commit to once a week coming down to help. And I need flexibility with that because sometimes it might be on a Wednesday, sometimes it might be on a Thursday, and sometimes we may ask you to come in on a Friday. But we usually ask once a week, and we put you on a schedule, and you're counted on at that time.
You've talked about your volunteers and treating the people who come with respect and showing them love. I just want to share a couple of stories, firsthand experience. I remember one time I was there volunteering, and there was a lady there. She was from Dallas, and she was volunteering because her daughter goes to the College of Worcester.
Okay.
And her daughter had like a lacrosse game or something like that, and she wanted to do something while her daughter was at practice. And so she came and volunteered, and one of the things she liked was how she was able to interact with the people. Because in Dallas, where she volunteered at a much larger food bank operation, all they did was to basically pack food on a shelf and somebody picked it up and brought it. So there was no interaction with the clients at all. So she loved being able to interact with them. And then I remember showing up at 807 Spruce Street, and I was talking to a lady out front, and I was asking her, you know, how does the Worcester Hope Center help you? And she said that she was on the food stamp program, which is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. So it's now the SNAP program, but nobody knows SNAP. Everybody knows food stamps.
Yes.
And she said that food stamps were not enough to feed her throughout the month, but that ever since she got hooked up with the Worcester Hope Center, she's never been hungry. She's always had enough food, and that wasn't the case before because, you know, she would run out of food.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned her, because this goes back to something that I think about quite often and the reason why we kind of started the Worcester Hope Center. I do not believe, personally, that the government should be funding our way of life, right? Not that I'm anti-government, I'm not, but somewhere along the line, the churches stopped doing their part and helping. And I'm not bad-mouthing churches either, because I'm a pastor. And so I understand. But somewhere along the line, we let people down and we stopped providing services for people. We can take care. If you take the model, the blueprint of the Worcester Hope Center and that philosophy, and you apply it to any need, you can resolve it without government assistance if you find the right people and the right leader to bring it together. It is about bringing the right people together to offer it. Say our need is car maintenance, okay? So we take the philosophy of the Hope Center and we apply it to car maintenance, all right? We go out and we find 25 mechanics. I'm sure we could find 25 mechanics in Wayne County. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So we get 25 mechanics. They each get one day a month, right? That they volunteer their time to work on vehicles. Then all you have to do is get donations in to help pay for the parts on the cars. For low income, it would take care of their needs for the car. Because right now, a lot of people are losing their jobs because they can't afford to get their car fixed and their car's breaking down. We have people not showing up because of that. So you can take that and you apply it to anything. You can take care of the need if you have the right organizer, the right leader in there, bringing people together with no agenda other than the need that you're trying to meet. That's it. And then you wouldn't have the government giving $100,000 for this and, you know, $1.2 million for that and $3.4 million. Once again, let me clarify, I am not anti-government. I just believe as neighbors, as community people, we can come together and take care of a lot of these needs. And there's enough people out there to do it.
All right. Well, I want to thank Pastor Richard Frazier for being my guest today on the Zest for Life podcast. And if people want to learn more about the Worcester Hope Center, how can they find out about you?
Well, you can go to our website, which is WorcesterHopeCenter.org, WorcesterHopeCenter.org, or you can email me directly at rfrazier, F-R-A-Z-I-E-R, at WorcesterHopeCenter.org. Or you could call the Worcester Hope Center at 330-683-2242, and all you have to do is hit option 5, that's my extension, 330-683-2242, option 5, and I'll be glad to answer any questions that you have. Thank you, Bobby, for this time. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Hey, you on that interweb thing? You on the Facebook and the Twitter?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I guess I'm showing my age, aren't I? You can also follow us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us on Instagram. Just search for the Worcester Hope Center on any of them. You will be able to find. I update a lot of information on Facebook. You can get up-to-date information right away on Facebook. Twitter, not as much as Facebook. And Instagram, I'm still getting that. But we're coming along.
I'll tell you what's funny. I have Snapchat on my phone, and I don't know how to use it. A friend of mine, Aunt E, uses it. There's a guy on Snapchat, Richard Frazier, and I'd see some of his snaps, and I'm like, what the heck is Pastor Rich doing on a tractor? What's he out there out in the farm field? Come to find out, it's not you.
I actually do have a Snapchat account, but I've not used it. So I'm, you know, I want to stay active and learn, but you know, there's some things that as we get older, we just, you know, we try to stay with the times, but hey, thank you, Bobby. I truly appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. So this is Bobby Warren with the Zest for Life podcast signing out.